Kalim, chapter 25, Mishnah 5, Netma HaRoiva. So we're still dealing with the that case where you had half a roiva and a half a roiva right next to each other, two halves of the same utensil. So if the roiva, if the bigger half becomes tame, HaRoiva v'achrav tamein, then the roiva v'achrav tamein. If it contracts impurity, then if the big one contracts impurity, it itself and its reverse are impure. But chetzi arayva v'achrav tohirin. But the other side is pure. We actually said this in the last Mishnah. Nidma chetzi arayva achrav tamein, harayva achrav tohirin. And so to the reverse. If the small one becomes tameh, the big one remains pure. Okay, that we did. So that's leading on to the next statements, which is nidmu achoyre harayva. If the outside of the big Reva, of the big container, gets contaminated, achere chetzia reva toharin. The outside of the small one remains pure, right? So the outside of the big half is touched, it becomes impure. The outside of the small half remains pure. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's according to Rabbi Meir. The chachamim omrim ein cholkin es hagabayin. He says, no, we don't split it up. In this case over here, if the any of the outside, because the outside is all one outside, so they hold that if one part of the outside gets tama impure, the whole of the outside becomes impure. Because shehu matbil, and when it's toivled, matbil is kula. So you would toivel when it's immersed. In any of these cases, you immerse the whole thing. The rabbis made you immerse the whole thing, not just like dip half of it in the mikveh. The whole thing's got to go into the mikveh to be purified.